I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Monday, August 20th, 2012 to order. And Mr. Finley, if you would lead us in an opening prayer, everyone would stand.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We thank you for the blessings you give us. We praise you, God, for the great God that you are. And just again, pray that we would be honoring to you in all that we do and everything we do today, Lord. We pray that you would give us guidance. We know that in your word you tell us if anyone lacks wisdom, that all he has to do is ask. So we're asking you, Lord, that you give us wisdom in all that we do. Be with our local, state, federal governments, dear Lord. Just give each and every one wisdom. Pray for those that may be in harm's way, that are protecting our freedoms even today, and just pray for them and their families. We pray, Lord, that you just give us guidance in all we do and help us to honor you in all that we do. And these things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Rick. Previous meeting minutes.
Can I have that? Motion to approve with corrections and changes meeting minutes dated August 13th.
Is that the only one we had? Mm-hmm. I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve prior commission meeting minutes dated August 13th with corrections changes as noted. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable checks 330095 through 330234. Warrants 5663 through 5665 and the two journal entries from county clerk to the election fund.
Second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve.
You want those?
Checks number 330095 through 330234, warrants number 5663, 5664, and 5665, and two journal entries from the clerk to the election fund. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. And we have a grouping of executive session minutes.
Yes, sir. Let me get these in order real fast. Okay. Motion to approve executive session minutes dated June 11th, June 14th, June 18th, June 21st, June 25th, June 28th, July 2nd.
Second motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve executive session minutes as presented. From June 11th, June 14th, June 18th, June 21st, June 25th, June 28th, and July 2nd. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
You want to sign that real fast there? Thank you.
Mr. Erickson. Randy, could you join us? We have discussion and or a bid recommendation this morning for tipping services.
Yes, sir. Good morning, gentlemen. We're here to offer our recommendation in reference to bid number 201207-191, tipping services for Taney County for this coming year. And as a recap, we did receive responses from Allied Waste Services last week when we opened this bid originally, and also Waste Corporation of Missouri. The Waste Corporation of Missouri has actually offered three different levels based on volume of tonnage that we might deliver to that particular facility. Allied Waste Services gave us one set price regardless of the tonnage that we might take to them, no minimums or maximums. And the difference, the huge difference between the two is really based on the distance between one is a landfill in Hartville, and that's Waste Management Corporation, or WCA as it's known, and the other is actually another transfer station in Springfield. And so Mr. Hayes will now take over his explanation reasoning for the recommendation that we're about to make.
Morning, gentlemen. We would like to recommend going with Allied Waste Corporation as a primary and Waste Corporation of Missouri as a secondary, but awarding to both of them. If we could meet, there would be a cost savings in one, but and we're going to base it on price per ton. The problem with our intake, a lot of times in going with Waste Corporation, it would throw us behind because of the distance and with our equipment. And if we get a heavy influx of material in, we can keep up real well going with Allied. But there are times we might be able to save some money to Taney County by going with a cheaper price at different times based on the volume, if the volume slows down, that we take in. But we're basing this just on price per ton and distance, basically. The distance is a big thing.
Can I ask a question about the bid that was last week, which was the mileage was indicated on the bid. What is that? What was that indicate? Was that listed, I guess, separately?
Right. The mileage to Allied is 80-mile round trip to Springfield, and going to Waste Corporation there at Hartville, we got it listed as 178-mile.
Round trip. Okay.
So that's an expense to us.
That's an expense, and in a nutshell, we basically with our two trucks, the maximum we can do is four loads per day. Springfield, we can double that. That's the difference.
Makes
and the
sense.
Advantage.
Okay.
And
this is a 12-month contract?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Running from until when?
Well, actually, I put this out this year as an 18-month with an option to extend for 1 year. But the contract that's currently in place that's expiring is...
Help me out. So that would carry us through next year?
Right.
Okay.
To January 1st, basically, December 31st of 13.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should I put that in the motion then?
Please.
I would think, yes.
I'm going to move to it. Make sure I have the bid numbers. 201207191.
That's what I
have. Yes.
Okay. Motion to award Allied Waste as the primary vendor for bid number 201207-191, expiring on December 31st, 2013. I guess I should fix the motion, put in Waste Corp as the secondary.
Yeah. Okay. I'll second that motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to award the bid to Allied Waste Services as primary and WCA, Waste Corporation of Missouri, as secondary on bid number 201207-191 with an expiration date of December 31, 2013. Discussion. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. Do you have anything else for me?
We will, Randy, I think, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Gentlemen in the room, thank you. Randy, our next order of business is salt/fuel purchase and or use of property, I would assume. There's, can you tell us where we're at in this?
Actually, I haven't talked to them since our last meeting, but I was fine with them coming in. I don't know if their question come up if something got damaged. I think that question come up. But just basically loading a truck in the same operation that we do or fueling the truck, unless something really unforeseen, that would be the only thing. As far as loading or salt or fuel and reimbursement, I don't see a big issue there if the need arises.
This was in council's hands for some tweaking on the contract, and there was some concern about the damage. And there is also a terminology that would be put in there that we wouldn't, when we run, that we would not run low with their contract. They would keep us both salt barns filled with chemical and everything.
I think the other question come up, I think more so pertaining if we're out there assisting with some of their roads getting to ours and one of their roads got damaged or a pothole.
Yes.
That was pretty much the concern, more of a concern than actually them loading on our property or
driving.
Here's help me out, because I thought that the request was if they're out in that area and they run out of fuel, can they come by and get fuel at the R&B bar. Is it more than that?
Yes,
well, it also loading salt and material it need be.
Okay, so and if they run low and we have it, they'd like to use it?
Right.
And what they sent, what they sent was a one paragraph that said, we would like to request permission to use salt and fuel from your facilities. We will purchase or replenish what we use.
Mm-hmm.
If our staff or equipment do any damage to the facility or grounds, ordinary wear and tear accepted, we will repair or replace the damaged equipment or grounds. Help me out.
The other discussion we had was the area of concern out in that remote area, were they going to up their winter maintenance schedule, because that particular highway was on a limited route.
Okay.
And the concern come up, and we discussed with them in an earlier meeting, would they change their winter operation for US 160 in particular, give it a little more attention than what was on their winter operations map.
Bon, I had talked with them extensively about the, especially 160. If it's during an ice storm, they had one shift of 12 hours that they would drop their blades in the facility, or when they left the facility to go on the roads. The question was, is when we leave our facility going to county roads that are off of 160 and 76, that we drop our blades to get there. Do you remember the conversation now?
No, absolutely. What I don't understand is...
Well, they were going to, in the conversation with this, in an email or in some other paperwork, there was a conversation of us being responsible for potholes and things like that that may be caused by our trucks dropping the plows. My concern was with the citizens in the area. If it's an ice storm and they go through and it's icing behind them, we need to make sure that we can go ahead and that they're going to apply chemical one time, right, Randy, in a 12-hour shift?
I don't know what basically their schedule is. Join us.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Mike Middleton, Missouri Department of Transportation Maintenance Engineer.
Yes.
Yes, and this proposal, sir, is just to address just the salt and the fuel.
Right.
That was all. We weren't trying to address anything else. And not address any kind of thing that might occur because of your crews. I'm not trying to address any of that at this point. As far as discussions of Eastern Taney County, we had met and talked, and we still had that same discussions. Is there something we can do in that area with our trucks? But again, we're trying. That's not a part of this particular proposal we're trying to make. But are very much interested, and we have talked with discussing what can we do, particularly in the area.
Right. We have no problem whatsoever in furnishing the fuel and salt. To address the fuel and salt, I want to make sure that the other points are addressed as far as the email or letter that we got about the potholes and damage done. Because what was said was that you would take care of any damage that was taken care of inside the facility when you got the
right.
Salt and fuel.
Right.
That's fine. That's a very limited space. If we have if there's a pothole or something that's caused outside those premises, then we want to make sure that we're safeguarded in that way. This went before council, and we visited with them. I don't have any problem with them having fuel and salt. I think it's a cooperative effort that should be taken care of. But I also think that there should be some consideration on our part for the other.
Let me back up. The original paragraph that was sent, that went to our council, and I mean it was just a simple thing that I signed and Andy Mueller signs.
Yes, sir.
Frank Cotty, council, sent back a letter and stated he didn't think that would be legally binding. Was it he or was it you all that developed this salt use agreement?
We created that. It's an example that we've had with other entities.
You've looked at that. And to me, Dan, what we're addressing is whether or not they run out of salt or they run out of fuel or in that area and they need it, can they use it? I think we're all in favor of that. And I think we should move forward with that.
Right.
What you see is a concern in that area for the citizens that are there. And I agree with you 100%, and I believe we should have those ongoing and continuing discussions with MoDOT, but I don't think that we are going to bind those two together in a contract. And I'm all for having and continuing to express to them that we feel there's a genuine need there. If
there's a genuine concern there from my part.
I'm with you 100%.
I just don't think we can tie the two together is what I'm trying to... I don't see how we can tie them together, but...
Okay, is there any mention of this? See, there's been a lot more conversation about this than that they would... In times where we had a bad winter, there was times when we ran low on salt and low on chemical. There was discussion about that we would never, because of your availability to get
right.
that product, we'd never run low on it. That's not in this contract.
No.
Does that refer to replacement within 90 days? Is that what the statement on there is?
90 days, winter's over with. What I'm saying is I don't want to put Taney County in a situation because we cover all the, we blade your state roads when we go to county roads. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to take on that responsibility of making sure that our citizens are safe to get out to your state roads, which is a U.S. one, I mean, you've got all the state roads that are off, but I'm talking about the main roads. You're talking about a U.S. 160, a federal highway, and those are my concerns about it. And
if there is something that needs to be addressed on the time that you're concerned about versus the 90 days, that is not a problem. You can we can revise that.
Yeah, but if we're getting ready to run low on either one of those, we're going to say no.
You're not going to allow me to take it.
This does not mean that they can just come on property at any time without our permission to get that.
It's your salt.
Take it. Right.
It's your fuel. Right. I can't, if it's tough luck, move on down the road.
Okay. And in answer to your question, I don't see the, maybe I missed it, the 90 days. Yes.
The place where 90 days come on to hand is that we finish the winter and you find that we use 30 tons, you know. Yeah, then we come in within 90 days. We'd specially order that, or we'd just go get some out of Branson in the middle of a storm. We're not going to come and use your supply and deplete you. We just can't do that. I mean,
I understand, and Randy knows exactly where I'm coming from because we've been there. In the years that we had storm repeated after storm, and when we got low, we had trouble getting salt. I mean, and of course the price jumps tremendously.
Oh, yeah, it does.
And so that's where I have no, and don't get me wrong, I don't want you to think that I don't want you to have fuel and salt. I do. I just want to make sure these other areas are addressed also. So, and a cooperative effort, if you want to call it that, well, I'm fine with it. But the first time that it is it for a year? How long is for this contract or intergovernmental agreement or whatever?
I don't believe there's a time frame even listed.
No, and we can
we got a better date on it, don't we?
It has a point in there that you guys can terminate it.
I believe there's 30
day or 90 days, you know, the same time you want to, that's what. That's 180. That agreement is similar to what we have with Green County, and that was why we tried to tailor it to cover all the concerns down here. And, you know, if we don't have all the concerns covered, or if the word is going to, you know, we can.
Right. Do you have a, I don't know how to ask this question, do you have a better chance of supply than we do with the companies? You know, Randy, they do.
I think theirs is written up just a little bit different. We just bidded out price per ton, which basically they've got more buying power because they're statewide,
right,
and
access
more volume.
To
same vendor. I mean, basically, we use the same vendor, but the problem we run to ourselves is the vendor is obligated to resupply MoDOT and all their facilities within a specified time, where we may have to wait till availability of trucks are supplied before we get restocked.
Well, gentlemen, I hope you don't feel like I'm trying to be hard to get along with on this situation. I'm just trying to protect our citizens who run through the county from 160 and 76 highways. There's employees that work in Taney County of that full length, and the citizens that are over there. And I do not want to run into a situation, because we've had it happen since I've been here, that we were low on salt, we couldn't get it. And
you know, I respectfully, you know, we have 21 counties, and we purchased 30,000 tons of salt. That's how much we have on hand. We've all experienced ice storms that have hit us, and we've been down for 10, 12 days, and, I mean, difficult, and they deplete your stuff. I do have a bigger vat that I can pull from, obviously, than what you guys have in the county. We're willing to help in any case, but the truth be told, there's plenty of counties who don't prepare, and I really shouldn't be held accountable for their lack of preparation. But we will be good customers and friendly and help in every way we can. But I'll be honest with you, I've been taking the cleaners just as much also, because I won't do nothing, and here you need to come and save me. And that's not the full intent, but when the effort's there, as you can see 2 years ago, even in Blizzard, the governor dictated us, where we came and we helped certain counties, and we did that. Again, we have to be told, because I don't have the legal ability always to come and do some of that stuff. But it's helping when it really comes down to Randy here and the other gentleman in Barnes. Yes, they do share some stuff, and that's perfectly good, and those things do occur. But we can be helped, but I don't want to go and tell you that I can just every time come in and supply salt, because legally I don't know that you can in every situation. But am I going to take from your amount when you're in a tight spot? It's not going to happen. We're not going to do that.
Did Frank, have you got Frank's review of this thing? Jim, did you receive anything other than...
No, I mean, my only comments on the contract itself, and I understand where Danny's coming from, there's just two separate issues.
Sure.
We need to
yeah.
talk about snow removal coverage.
Exactly.
I mean,
sure.
that conversation needs to happen, because we didn't get a chance last year. Thank goodness it was a mild winter, but
right.
that conversation needs to happen, because there's some major thoroughfares that are now on limited coverage that mm-hmm. we use to get to our other side roads. And so we've got to have that conversation. But knowing that's a separate conversation regarding this contract, I don't personally like the 180 days out. That's what it's in there. I'd like to change it to 30. That's the first thing. The second thing is, I'm not so sure the county can enter an agreement without an expiration date. And so I would like to have an expiration date in just 2 years. I mean, put it at the end of, you know, the 2014 winter months. If we can make those changes, I would be fine with that. But 106 months to get out of the contract seems pretty extreme. I mean, a lot of our contracts is 30 days. And I would rather just get a couple year agreement. Let's review it, see if we come into situations. I'm sure we'll have. I can't imagine us having another two more mild winters like we did. But you guys have it, the state. So I mean,
we would like to know in the summer before the next winter that you would prefer not to. I mean, that's what we're trying to calculate.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So that we have enough time to say, okay, if this doesn't, what's my backup plan now? That's all that time is trying to capture.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Okay, so Jim mentioned two things. Number one, legally our council has told us we need a termination date on any contract, so
okay.
we really need to put that in, whatever time frame that we
okay.
agree on, and I have no problem with what he had stated. And number two, you're asking for the 180 days. Like, would you express that again? Because
what our logic would be is that I would need to know now for this winter, so I could be creating my next backup plan.
Gotcha.
Is what that is.
And 30 days wouldn't give you. I mean, if we're in October,
if we're sitting November and say, well, and you can't do it. Well, you know, could I still pull it off? Yes, but it doesn't give me as much opportunity to figure out my backup plan.
I understand it.
That's all it is.
Third, and the one that wasn't mentioned here was there is no time on replenishment. That's not covered in here. Now, I maybe you don't want to do that, and we know that you will if, in fact, you get it. But one of you had said that within so many days that it would be. It's not in here.
It doesn't say the 90 days.
Okay. It just says that the MHTC will pay for or replenish any such salt and or fuel obtained.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
So if you would address that, then we can schedule this again, at least as far as I'm concerned.
And we can just, I mean,
we can do it.
You don't even have to be here. I mean, the thing is,
we can do that.
We can, if you wanted to make those changes, and we can vote on it on Thursday.
Sure.
I'll set it up,
okay.
schedule it. Gentlemen, are we going to tell them that we're going to approve it on Thursday?
I will. I'll vote for that changes with those.
Do you have a preference on the time frame on the replenishment?
90 days?
What we were hoping on the field is that you all, if we got 200 gallons of fuel, we were hoping that you all could create a bill and send us a bill and we would pay it just like the regular vendor.
Right. Okay. Well, it's up to that period, so any time that you replenish it within.
After the storm or however Randy wants to do that,
yeah,
he wants to say
we
use 200 gallons of fuel, and send us a bill, and we'll pay it.
The fuel, Randy tells us fuel's not an issue, so.
That's not a problem. We can work that. I mean, 90 days is the biggest thing, I think, for we just. I don't want anything just lagging out there and adding.
Randy, have you got any comments? I see leaning forward. That's sounds like you. Looks like you want to say something. So if you do, go ahead.
The contract like you got there, I mean, I'm fine with the fuel and the salt and just a timely replacement on the salt. The fuel's not an issue. We can work that out however you gentlemen want to work it out. The other issue is a total, I guess, separate issue we can work out as far as operation, coverage, things like that. I know we talked about various issues.
But my point is, that's, well, I made that.
So that's another.
Are we in agreement, guys, gentlemen? Is that all right?
Yeah, I'm.
Gentlemen and Beth.
Beth, is there a way we can have that conversation in the next 30 days about the snow removal routes for Taney County? You get whoever needs to be here for us to express our concerns about the changes that MoDOT. I know why MoDOT made the changes to the snow coverage because of finances. I understand that, but I'd like to have that conversation because there was some what was it? Parts of 76 is.
And
160.
Parts of 76 and 160 are not on your snow removal route anymore, even though everyone takes those routes to get anywhere. And it seems like that conversation, we need to have a real conversation about that, because that's probably our biggest concern is we'll drop the plow if we have to, but are we going to be responsible for the road damage, if there is road damage, and what happens if we didn't remove it to MoDOT standards and all those things? But I think we need to have that conversation before the first frozen precipitation hits. If you could help facilitate that with us, would you?
That would be Mike.
So. Mike, would you help us?
We would love to have that discussion.
Okay.
I don't know if this is the
and that,
we need to have a separate agenda.
Yeah.
I'd love to have the discussion when we can bring out our details, bring us your concerns.
And we'd bring our maps out, and we can kind of show you what our patterns are, because I think that's something I know what Danny's saying. I mean, he's got to let his constituent knows why, what's happening. I mean, right. That's just part of the communication that we need to improve.
It's a tough thing to completely understand because it's a bigger picture than in any one specific route. But at the end of the day, there's things MoDOT can do.
Right.
We can make some adjustments.
Good.
I cannot change the world and create it 65. Is it 65? I mean, 160 is never going to be 65. But there's some things we can do, and I would appreciate
maybe
that conversation.
Yeah, and maybe just some understanding about it, too.
Okay.
I think if we can understand what the... But I'd like to have that conversation.
Sure. No, I haven't been a problem.
I think that's a great idea because I went to a meeting with the school bus people, and there were things that came up there that I had no idea that's what they thought we were doing.
Right.
So
that'd be great.
And, you know, it does tie into the school route drivers. Do they have designated snow routes?
Sure.
You know, when the school systems will choose snow routes, that makes a big difference on some other things that we can decide also.
Now, have you met with all the school? I mean, have you met with Forsyth Schools?
Beth actually
had. Schools when they had their annual meeting, where they get together to discuss safety for the school.
Okay. So we don't need to invite them in this meeting then?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I might be interested in what comes out of it.
Okay. Well, let's get this one out, get this one done and off the agenda, and then we can start the next one then.
If Randy had the time, I would like him to go to one of our training, our employee training thing, and he could probably fully understand what we're trying to get at as far as our salt.
Okay. All right, just let me know when and where, and I'd love to go.
The way that I'm understanding this now, Thursday we, with the changes, if we can receive them, we'll approve the salt and fuel deal.
Right.
And then there's an upcoming meeting to have a conversation where the schools have all been notified, and at least they'll know what's coming out of this meeting. And we get that next month?
Yeah, I would like to do it in the next month. Randy, I'd like us to have maps of what let's do some visual maps of where our trucks are going and, you know, and all primary roads and then our secondary and all those. I'd like to have all that laid out so we can actually have a good conversation. Okay. And if we have to share the information ahead of time just so they know where we're coming from. But I'd like to have that definitely in the month of, you know, we're almost out of October, August, but maybe definitely in September.
Yeah.
Great. We'd appreciate the conversation.
Yeah. I'll visit with the ladies and get them to change that wording on that, the termination date, and what we end up deciding on the other point there.
On the 30 days and the one, is that what you're talking about?
Well, if we leave, I understood his question, and on subsection number 9 with the 180 days, I'm okay with leaving it at that.
I'm too.
The other two, one was we have to have a termination on the contract overall, and if we establish that at December 31 of 14, is
well,
that what
let's do the summer because we want to terminate a contract in the middle of the winter season. How about end of May? Is that all right with you guys?
Of 14?
May of 14.
14.
May of 14. Okay. Like the end of May or something like that.
So that basically is the only change that you guys see that you want to make.
And then the replenishment of the salt.
Okay. Within some time frame.
Yeah, I mean, 90 days, is that acceptable? What I don't want is to have a bunch of salt that we're owed the county. We have no timeline of when we're going to expect to get shipment of that. And then we have to buy more salt, even though we have a lot owed to us. I want that to be concise.
So you want
90 days?
For the salt.
For the salt, yes. I mean, we don't need to be ordering salt when we got a bunch owed to us and where would we put it?
And that's in section 1. You know, there are two options there. Let's have this conversation. Because you have the option to pay us or to replenish. And if they pay us at the rate we had paid for the salt and it goes up twice as much, or even if it goes down in price, which is not going to happen, but I mean, you pay us at the rate that it's
the ongoing rate? The only reason I have a hesitance on that is that if there's a shortage.
When I think about it.
On the salt.
Go ahead.
Well, my intention would be is that we very seldom will use this.
Right.
It's a worst-case scenario. And in the worst case, I'm going to bring salt back out of Branson within a couple of weeks and put back what we just used.
Right.
That really is what I intend on doing.
Right.
So we can put the 90 days, but what we'll do...
I hear you, and I'm good with that.
Yeah. If you guys want to be on the, if you want to call in and do a conference call to vote, I mean, for the, if you want to listen to the vote, but you don't need to. I mean, I think
there won't be any need in you coming because I think we worked this.
We worked out the details.
Okay.
I'll get those changes made and come on the email second.
Perfect.
We have taken upon ourselves, and you mentioned there a while ago, Taney County itself has taken upon itself to build new salt barns and everything else to try to keep enough salt on hand, and I guess our main concern is not to eliminate what we've tried to do to help the citizens in our off-lying roads, as it is, because we've taken in a lot of county roads over the last few years, so.
Okay, we're all set.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, guys. Yeah.
Can I see the next agenda form there? Oh, I know what this one is. Okay. That's a technicality there. This one's Fall Creek Road, isn't it? Just the finalization of what we're doing?
Well,
is there any changes?
Yeah, basically, talking with Mr. Cotty, we have to have an intergovernmental agreement, and a little bit the change, I called Mr. Wayne Bland at the City of Branson to have him give me a cost estimate of the material that would need to be used there in Fall Creek Road itself within the right-of-way. And so that's county-based. We put a maximum limit within the agreement.
This was a cost-share agreement with it. Splitting costs, wasn't it?
Well, no.
We're going to give them
exactly splitting costs. It's basically reimbursement for what material and structure will be used within Fall Creek Road.
Yeah,
the actual plan is actually upstairs. This is a box culvert that they want to put across Fall Creek Road. This is the cost of the box culvert, the road replacement, some other material as far as anything within the right-of-way.
Yeah, I got a question about the agreement. First, who did it come from? Does this come from Frank?
Yes.
All right. My question is this. There's two sections in here. And section number four, grab that, says county agrees to reimburse the actual cost incurred by the city for the materials and expense of installation of drainage improvements located in the Fall Creek roadway. Bang. Doesn't matter what the cost is, we agree to that. Now, number five says the obligation of county to reimburse city shall not exceed, and it has an amount in there, unless agreed to in writing by the county before the city incurs the cost. But my point is, we're going to have to agree to it if, in fact, we've already signed it, we're going to pay for the entire thing. Is that not a conflict of... That's my question. So,
this comes from Frank.
Why aren't they together? Why aren't they merged?
Huh?
Well, why is 4 and 5 separate when they should be the same?
Well, you didn't write it.
Maybe we need to change it. The intention was the estimated cost of the material that was going to be used within Fall Creek was around $30,000. So that's where I kind of wanted the maximum. That way. All the other rest of the project was all their cost. It's not really a 50-50 cost.
Then I don't have any problem with section number 5 if we do away with section number 4.
Here's my question. I thought this started off a whole lot cheaper than this.
Well,
it did.
Okay, and I'm
basically, they're wanting us to help them with whatever we can, and that was... my cost. I mean, the box itself, if we just bought the box, it was around $7,500.
Well, I had a $10,000 number in my head for some reason. Yeah. But here's a question. Have we had, this section of the road is ours.
Yeah.
Okay. Have we had flooding issues there?
The actual flooding issues is just off the right-of-way down through their part of Rainbow Shoals subdivision.
So what we're trying to do is fix...
The water coming from Fall Creek and...
What's the total cost of the project, Randy?
Around $100,000 is what they estimate or over.
Is that comparable to what we did on Bowl Creek Road when we put the box culverts in? And
this is a different. This section's further up. You know, you may not. It's. You're talking about the box culvert where we fixed. Down by the intersection of the 165 intersection, that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
It's a little further away from that now.
Yeah, this is
cost-wise,
this is a little cheaper because we actually poured a concrete road section and put in a trench drain. And,
right.
And so I'm going to assume that cost was, I don't remember what the figure that was several years ago. But
this, Jim, my main concern is that I had from $10,000 to $15,000 in my head on this project.
Right.
Because we discussed $7,500 for the culvert, and I figured that it would be anywhere from twice that, which would be $15,000, or I had $10,000 to $15,000 on this deal.
I actually brought this up. I figured what went with them. The right-of-way of Fall Creek should be our cost.
All right.
For improving our drainage.
Okay.
And that's just based on estimated material.
And that's the $30,000 is our number because you estimated.
I came up with for that. Well, actually, I had Wayne Glenn send me the estimate. What all material, according to your plan, is going to be used within the right-of-way of Fall Creek? And that's, he came up with actually more than that. Frank Trotty and I cut a little bit out and put it in.
So those improvements, the $30,000 is actual improvements in the right-of-way of the county.
Of Fall Creek.
Right? Okay, well, that does change a little bit for me. Right. At least it's not just a lump sum that we're throwing out there.
Now, the entire project is estimated to be over $100,000, but it includes about two or three roads.
Because you're trying to fix the water.
Two or three other streets and more drainage improvements, but this is just the portion on Fall Creek.
All right. The only thing I understand the money part now, but here's my question: is subsection 4 and 5? I don't understand why they aren't either combined or one eliminated.
That actually should probably be combined. We're basically wanting to reimburse them their cost of the material used within, and this is.
I mean, we could easily change the obligation of the county to reimburse is the actual cost not to exceed $30,256.80. I mean, a couple of words, and we could have combined them in that way.
Are we? Is that the amount we're going to approve?
That's the amount that Randy's saying is in our right of way.
Now they haven't bid this out or anything. I mean, this is
their budget.
Budget or whatever, and they would like to do it this year. I don't know if they're going to get it done.
Well,
I'd like him to take the road over too.
That's where I was going. I mean,
can we give him some a mile of the road?
We've had lengthy conversation about them taking over this road.
In the city?
We got plenty of road. We have 20 some roads that are in the city that we should.
Let's let them
have. We got lots of roads.
I mean, it's horrible.
There's two main roads.
Buchanan and Fall Creek is the two I'm thinking. And Bird. Now, Flynn, which is the other end of it.
To me, Flynn and Bird, the
same thing. I mean, you can throw all those roads in there.
This road in particular has got some other issues we've got to address, but where do you start and where do you stop?
Give them a check and then the road and say, here you go.
Well,
but you take that and let Frank look it over again. See if he can't combine some of that stuff. And then I'm not sure about the
amount.
The amount. I know that's your cost, Randy, but what we've been talking about, I think Jim's had two or three meetings with him, and then this conversation with Jim got there.
I just don't remember it hitting 30,000. I know that was your number, but the number in my head was not. We're fixing a drainage issue that really, we're trying to be neighborly here. I would like the wording to be fixed on subsection 4 and 5. So combine them. And I know what we're trying to say in both of them, but I think we can make it in one section.
Randy, do you know what they want? Do you know what they want, what they're asking for?
They just want a lot of help in doing this project.
No, I meant Jim and Danny.
Well, I know they're asking for 4 or 5. I don't
care. I don't want...
Do you have an issue with the estimated cost? I mean, that's...
I guess the dollar figure, what we got to figure out is what dollar figure we're willing to... Why don't you get the contract fixed and let's have individual conversation with you, because I want to ask you a few conversations that I've had, and I want to know what something you're at. So,
I want to
why don't you get the
the form, the, those two bullets put together.
All right.
And then let us, you and I, get together. Dean, are you right with that too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you pick a date or?
As soon as you get it done, repost it.
Okay.
How's that, Ron? Is that
I'll
right?
put Randy will reschedule.
Randy will repost it for us. So whenever you get the contract fixed. All right.
Okay.
You want recess, sir?
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Till when?
What time's our next item? What's the funding agreement one? Oh, that's an easy one. You can't even leave here.
10 o'clock.
Oh, it's just that. Is that
just a standard.
I think so.
3-1, I can do
that. Lift station improvement.
Hey, John C.T., can you just go back?
Let's stand in recess until 10 a.m.
Okay.